This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Look out, y'all. I had a great bike ride today. You know what that means. I've got energy coming out of my ears. That means all y'all hold on to your radio or whatever device you're listening or watching on. You will get a supercharge today. Not because of Super Don, who apparently hasn't gotten out of his seat today, so I ran, actually did a ride extra long for him, too. I don't know if that works. Super Don, we're connected in ways that people don't understand. It should matter. You know, it should matter that you can pick someone out that you really care about and you can exercise for them. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think that I would do that. I would do that for you.
I don't feel like I went on a bike ride, so I don't think it worked.
Didn't work? Dagnam it. All right, well.
Sorry.
No, didn't feel like you were breathing the, at all.
Appreciate the thought, anyway.
All right, well, you know, the thought sometimes counts. In this case, it probably doesn't. So get off your ass, friend. Get out and do some exercise. After the show. After the show. Right, yeah, no, don't leave me now. Don't leave me hanging, Super Don. All right, we got Sally Alcordi scheduled today. It is National Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. Is that right? Am I correct in saying that?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. We're aware of vaccine injury every month, but there's a special emphasis in October. I can't believe we're in October. What happened to September? It just went away. So we'll see what happens now. Let's see what else we got. Ooh, there's an interesting thing about the EPA and radiation. We're going to talk about it. Is it really good for you? And then if it's so good for you, shouldn't astronauts want more of it? But what will happen to them if we send them out to space? So we got
vitamin R, right?
Vitamin radiation, right? Yes.
Is yeah.
It's all a hormesis-like event. We'll talk about that in a little while. But first and foremost, 14 million additional adolescents. You know those adolescents, Super Don. They're just mm-hmm. Gosh, they just won't get with the program. Parents, what are you doing or what are you not doing? Apparently 14 million of you kids, you know what I'm talking about, adolescents, apparently 11 and 12 year olds, not getting your HPV shots. What's wrong with you? Hopefully it's that your parents are smart enough to realize the propaganda about HPV even causing cervical cancer is it's a ruse, it's bunk. But there's a big public health goal stated, and you can see it in the show notes. I'm not making this up. Nearly 14 million additional adolescents need. You love when they say need. How do you know what they need? Huh? How do you know? Talking to the NIH, talking to the CDC, talking to the FDA, talking to any doctor willing to inject an adolescent with human papillomavirus strains in addition to all kinds of nasties in Gardasil or Cervarix. They're saying 14 million more need this vaccination in order to what? Ah, there's the kicker. The kids don't need it. It's needed to reach the public health goal. Public health. Steve Felder, buddy, resident cartoonist, if you will, graphic artist, captured one of my topic statements. There is no such thing as public health. There's only your health and my health. That's it. Other than that, it's all made up collectivist medical gobbledygook to convince you that you're not being a responsible parent or child or grandma or grandpa if you don't play along with the public health goals and get your dang HPV shots. In this case, targeting 11 and 12-year-olds, not just girls, but boys too. We've talked about other efforts to expand that to get approval for young adults, women in their 20s, even 30s, even though they acknowledge, by their own admission, that the only way to get the HPV shot to prevent what they call cervical cancer later on in life is to get it before you're sexually active. That's why they target the adolescents. They figure, we'll get them before they start, right? But who, other than this show, honestly, in the alternative media, in the new media, who in this media environment even brings up the fact that they've never proven that the human papillomavirus actually causes cervical cancer? Other than being an incidental, oh, we scraped some unknown genetic material from a cervix. And it shows that 20, 30 years ago, you may have been exposed to the human papillomavirus. That's your evidence. That's your proof that one time in the distant past, where's the evidence of rapidly replicating viruses still viable and moving about the, well, your body cabin, so to speak? Where's that? It's not there. Some years ago, we covered this with Professor Peter Duesberg. He actually wrote a peer-reviewed article about it, that HPV, not only does it not cause cancer, it, based on everything we know, it can't. Viruses aren't the cause of cancer. The HPV doesn't cause it. But no, we've got a public health goal. We need 14 more million kids to get shot up with things that are going to cause them to go infertile, have Guillain-Barré, polio-like paralysis symptoms. Some even will die because of this public health goal. What's so dangerous about public health? It cares not for the individual. The only health that matters is the health of the individual. By the way, the HPV shot, they say maybe it covers four, but they now claim six strains out of 120 or more. If that, and if they elicit an antibody response. But once again, you're a learned listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you're not falling for it. You know that even God didn't grant you immunity just because you have an antibody. Or else there would be no such thing as shingles, because you have the antibody for the chickenpox virus. It's the same dang virus. These are important points, important facts. We can't overlook them. Although they overlook them on every other show, including in the alternative media by and large, because apparently they don't know this stuff. They may still buy into some of these myths. Well, they said it caused it. We've got a public health goal. What is a public health goal? Well, it's not. It has nothing to do with your health or my health. It's just their target of getting 14 million more. They want an 80% of all vaccine-eligible adolescents to get up to date with the so-called HPV shot by the age of 15, no less. The American Cancer Society, apparently more realistic, they set a goal by 2026. But our government, in league with international agencies, non-governmental organizations that love the pharmaceutical industrial complex, profit handsomely from it, they say, hey, healthy people, 2020, let's get them there in 2 years. It is Super Don. As far as I know, it's 2018 still, right? I know we jumped to October. But it's 2018,
right? It is 2018. And this healthy people, just in case you're wondering where this goal came from, this healthy people 2020 is a campaign that was launched in 2010 by the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, which is just a part of health, .gov.
Public basically. Health. Public health.
Yeah.
Again, collectivist, so medical, reductionist, toxicological, ignore toxins, just give them all the toxins they can handle and some they can't. And that's it. We'll reach our public health goals. And they're not just, as I said, targeting little girls. They want little boys, too. And here's the interesting thing. You know who they're targeting? They're saying, you know who's been extra bad? Who's been extra naughty? Santa Claus is not going to visit. It's apparently males, white males that have private insurance. That's right. White males discriminated against because apparently they're not cooperating with the public health goals, as well as, guess what, poor people from the inner city that are on Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, wait, did I just bring up a racist construct? No, they did. This is coming from the government. They're targeting white males who are privately insured because apparently their parents are not getting them the shot because maybe they've studied up and said, this is a stupid shot. Or maybe they feel, hey, this is about sexual promiscuity. I'm going to handle that with my kids in a different way. Right? Oh, no, then somebody will say in the liberal media, oh, that's just unreasonable that you would expect kids to not be doing all of those things at 11 and 12 years of age. I know, outrageous of me. I'm a parent, been there, done that. We know how to deal with this stuff. And you probably do, too. White males targeted if they have private insurance here in this case. And what does that mean? It means the poor people, the minorities, the people on Medicare, Medicaid, etc., are the ones that are being targeted because they're getting it for free. We got you covered. If you have to pay for it, you're going to go, I don't want two of those shots. Used to be three, now it's two because people getting three were so devastated. Like, we can't sell this three thing anymore. Let's drop it down to two. Then it's going to be one. By the way, this is an act of violence against all children. In fact, all vaccines are. It's something I've said for many years. Vaccination is a violent act. A vile and violent act of injecting toxic poisons into innocent little babies, much less children or, at this point, adolescents. Little Johnny, little Susie, there's a public health goal. We want to be part of the good guys. We want to get those that 2020 or the 2026 thing from the AMA. We've got to get you. The American Cancer Society said so. We've got to get you vaccinated. Well, Mom, will this actually help prevent cancer? Well, no, not really. In fact, it shows that if you get this shot, you may have abnormal, particularly females, of course, dysplasia. Abnormal cells will develop on the surface. In fact, this might cause cervical cancer. Yeah, and the things in it might create neurological problems that we don't know, that modern medicine will say, we don't know what that is. And worse. So it's a violent act. And this is a strange day on the Robert Scott Bell Show because for once I'm in agreement with Professor Paul Offit, Dr. Offit, the vaccine prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T. He is on the record now saying exactly what we've been saying for years. Give a listen.
Vaccinations aren't easy. This isn't an easy thing. We ask a lot of our citizens to get as many as 26 inoculations in the first few years of life and five shots at one time. It's hard to do that, especially given that vaccination is a violent act. I mean, you pin the child down, you give them this biological agent against their will. The biological agent generally isn't understood well by the parent, and to some extent not understood all that well by the physician.
The biological actions, what do we know? We don't know. And Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, agrees with Robert Scott Bell. Vaccination is a violent act. Holding a child against his or her will. Or even convincing parents that they have to do it because you've lied to them about the, well, you don't get to exempt that. There's no exemption. You got to get them in. And if they want to go to school, don't mention the exemption. In California, you barely have any. It's a vaccine medical police state because of you collectivist leftists that worship at the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and are willing to sacrifice every child on the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, that vaccine, vaccinology. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Y'all check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Scott Bell Show.
All right. Well, you know, if you went to like the CVS and they say, hey, free flu shots. In fact, maybe you pay $20, but we'll give you a $10 gift card or a $20 gift card. What if they said, listen, you buy some kind of special deal, buy two for one, and we'll give you free radiation. A little extra radiation. Right? Because you know why? Guy at the EPA says it's good for you. Yeah, don't worry about the radiation. We've oversold the danger, apparently. The EPA apparently is pursuing rule changes that experts say would weaken the way radiation exposure is regulated, turning to scientific outliers who argue that a bit of radiation damage is actually good for you, like a little bit of sunlight. Now, we've talked about hormesis on this show, how a little bit of exposure can trigger responses in the body. And let's be honest, there's no way you cannot be exposed to radiation. No way you cannot be exposed to toxins in the environment. I mean, listen, you live in the plastic bubble, you're still going to be exposed to xenoestrogens from the plastic bubble. Unless they made the plastic bubble out of hemp. Remember that movie, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble? That was John Travolta all those years ago. Made for TV after school stuff, right?
Yeah, that's an oldie.
Right? So if he had a hemp bubble, he probably wouldn't have been okay. But no, they made it out of plastic, petrochemicals. So now we got the EPA going, hey, radiation, not so bad. We're going to save billions and billions and billions of dollars. If we could just roll back some of the regulations against radiation levels, because they acknowledge, really, there's no safe level of radiation. Ionizing radiation damages DNA, causes inflammation, it harms metabolic functions of any healthy cell that it encounters. We know that. So what's the safe limit? they try to kind of average it out over time and say, okay, this is the level we'll allow. Now they're saying, hey, get rid of that. That's too low, and it's costing us a lot of money. Now, here's the problem. We have an Environmental Protection Agency that has been captured by the as a regulatory agency, by the industry it's deigned to regulate, just as the Fear and Death Administration has. The FDA has been captured by Big Pharma. That's the way it goes. You centralize bureaucracy. You think, we're going to save the world. We're going to save people from dangerous food and drugs. And you find out that the big multinationals will have the money to go, hey, you know what? Here's some money. If you do us right, when you come out, we got a cushy job for you. You don't have to worry about retirement, pension. We got you covered. We see this revolving door at the highest levels of our regulatory agencies. So, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, we've talked about nuclear energy. Clean energy, Al Gore says. This form of energy would not exist in a free market because it's too damn dangerous. Oh, it's great unless it's not. And when it goes bad, it goes horribly wrong. Fukushima, Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, these things are could melt down potential disasters. And, of course, it would not be underwritten by any private insurance company. So the government gets together and goes, we'll underwrite the risk, which is artificial. No market would support that. And so we got nuclear plants all over. They melt down and say, it's okay. The EPA says radiation is good for you. It's okay. But how many x-rays do you want? How many CAT scans do you want? How many times do you want to target and go, hey, tourism, let's go to Fukushima. Let's just kind of hang out because we want to be close to that radiation. Said no sane doctor ever. So my argument is not against necessarily Trump, although we know Trump's more pro-business, wants to deregulate. In many cases, that's to benefit the economy. If you want to feed your family, you got to have a job, right? That's the way it goes nowadays. But the idea that we have to centralize bureaucracy in order to protect ourselves or our environment, it's nonsense. It's not working. It's never worked. The only way to protect yourself is to have a government that actually acknowledges what it was founded to do here in the United States, those of you who are in the United States, to defend individual liberty. If somebody violates your right to life, liberty, or property, that's pursuit of happiness, you would have an ability to go into the court, the court's impartial, right? And sue the pants off of these. You say they're violating your rights, they're harming you, you could bring it. But we can't do that because the government says, no, it's safe. So the EPA runs interference, like the FDA runs interference. Or in the case of 1986, Reagan signed that law and to say, you can't sue the manufacturers of vaccines. These are dangerous products. We know they're going to pull out. They won't make any more because people are suing. Not because they wanted to, because their kids were being injured or killed. And even since that has happened, which of course eliminated any incentive for the vaccine manufacturers to make a safer product, we have, what, $4 billion plus dollars of U.S. taxpayer money? Tax put on every vaccine. You guys paid for it. Being paid out to injured and kill children. And with radiation, again, talk to me. Where's the doctor that says, give me an x-ray or 10 or 100 a day because radiation is good for me? Let's see how well that works for you. We'll talk about it as it relates to the space program. Those of you Star Trekkers, Trekkies, yeah, you want to go to Mars? You better have a Stargate because you ain't getting there by interstellar space travel. I'll explain later.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
A hazardous response team was sent to Texas Senator Ted Cruz's Houston office after he received an envelope that contained a white powdery substance. Authorities at the Pentagon also say they found two packages suspected of containing ricin, with one of those packages addressed to Defense Secretary James Mattis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said a vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will take place later this week. Many senators have voiced their displeasure for how Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has been treated, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
I keep telling my colleagues, if this is the new normal, God help us all, who would want to be a judge in this environment? And we've got to turn this around before it's too late. Taking Kavanaugh down would unleash forces from the darkest side of American politics in perpetuity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
Health, freedom, healing, liberty. On the line here, 2 hours a day. How do I do six? 6 days a week. That's it. On GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube, while we still can, and Real.Video as well. Thank you all for being here. Joined now by an extraordinary human being doing great work up there in New York City and beyond. Standing up for the kids who don't have a voice on the vaccine issue front, the injury front, and the parents warning all the other parents so that we don't have another generation of vaccine-injured children or even killed children. Sally Elcordi is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sally, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Robert Scott Bell, my earth angel.
You're so sweet. Now, Fantastic forum. Superheroine mothers of vaccine-injured children testify to save humanity. This is going to be happening at Pearl Studios, New York City, near Penn Station, Saturday, October 13th, from 2 to 6 p.m. And you're honoring Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat in New York, and honoring Congressman Bill Posey, a Republican in Florida. How is it that a Democrat and Republican could be, like, honored in the same place and time? That's not possible, is it?
Well, it's perfectly possible, although, albeit unlikely, that two legislators would be ethical human beings. And that is what they are being here. I have been sending my legislation, All Vaccines Are Banned, since 2009 to Carolyn Maloney, and Banned Vaccines 2013 to Congressman Maloney and Posey, and met with his office, if you recall, way back when.
Yes.
But what resulted from that were part of my legislation, which was a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, an article written by Paul Fassa I had as one of the important issues that they needed to look at. You know, it was the ingredients, the diseases, and the intent, plus the horrible infant mortality rate in our country, which Congressman Posey addressed to the Oversight Committee, to the NIH and the CDC. And, you know, he has brought up several issues, infant mortality, autism, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, certainly the CDC whistleblower. I mean, Lord knows he's infamous around the world for that. Begging, beseeching his fellow congresspeople to merely read the documents, you know. And all of us went out to our respective congresspeople and said, read those documents, co-sponsor his bill. And, of course, originally it was sponsored by Carolyn and himself.
Right.
And all I can say is we've done everything we can to really activate and try to get our congresspeople on board with this bill. Nobody co-sponsored it. It never made it to the floor. Sponsored twice now.
Yeah.
If you want to read it, you can go to tinyurl.com/HR3615. I believe that was the most recent bill number. So you'll see that there. And
Sally,
Sally,
we recently, of course, covered the HHS lawsuit RFK Jr. filed, and we found that the Department of Health and Human Services, as required by the law, the 1986 law of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, to report every 2 years, biannually, to Congress on vaccine safety issues. Apparently, they admitted they had no evidence that they had ever once reported to Congress on the issue, as the law says. Now, we talk about scientific studies here, and I look at the studies on vaccination, where the double-blind placebo-controlled studies showing safety or efficacy, much less in combination with one another. Those things, I agree, have not been done, although there have been reporting around the world in certain places where observational, clinical, and epidemiological studies to look at the health and health outcomes of children who are fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, or not vaccinated at all, showing that the healthiest children, and I've seen this around the world myself with my own eyes, are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all.
Well, they admitted to ineptitude before they admitted to results of a study. That should tell you everything you need to know. For an agency to say, we have not done our job, for people to actually celebrate that they're admitting that, I say they are admitting that because the job they have done has not come to life. So the day they admit to ineptitude over releasing whatever studies they may have done is a sad day. There's no win there. Who do you complain to? Congress, who never asked them for it?
Right.
You complain to the FDA, who never sent it to them? Or do you look at the situation and go, well, better to be considered inept than criminal?
Folks, ultimately, if you're waiting for the government to acknowledge the danger of vaccines, even though they have at the Supreme Court level, if you're waiting for Department of HHS to change its tune, if you're waiting for the CDC to go, you know what, we're going to give up all that money that we make from vaccines, yes, they do. They distribute. They are the marketing arm of the vaccine industrial complex. If you expect that the AAP physicians, right, these are pediatricians in particular, are going to give up the money and the bonuses they get by getting compliance of their little children that are brought to them by unsuspecting, trusting parents, you're waiting for something that is going to happen far too late. And by that time, your kids could be one of the victims here. And, of course, they rely on what's known as medical collectivism, this idea of herd immunity, which is not founded in any of the scientific journals as it relates to artificially induced antibody responses, which are not even sufficient in the natural world, ultimately, because the immune system is much more complex than just antibodies. There's so much more to it than that. If you can identify something coming to get you, and you're tied down to the railroad tracks because your immune system is dysfunctional because you've destroyed your microbiome due to modern medicine, antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, liver intoxicants, what good does it do you to see the train coming from an extra mile off? You can't get off the tracks anyway. That's something obviously is far too visceral to consider, because once you realize you've endorsed and you participate in a brutal and horribly violent system of injecting innocent babies with toxic medicaments you would not be caught putting in their baby's bottle, that could be a crime, you begin to realize what a disaster it is. You bought into a cult-like belief. And they claim that's settled. Science is never settled. It continues to observe facts, report on the facts, make sense of them. And yet we're not even allowed to discuss it, according to them. There's a big event coming up. I think we're going to talk about it later, where all the skeptics are turning them down because they think even to discuss vaccines gives credence to the possibility that they may not be right.
Well, when the New York Times reported that the CDC said do not mandate the meningitis vaccine, at that year, 2015, there were two new meningitis vaccines on the schedule from the CDC, both of them containing E. coli. So that was a brand new, as far as I know. Yeah. I know nurse Janice Hicks has researched their documents and has found potassium chloride in vaccines. And this is beyond, and that is in lethal injections and also used to stop the heart when they operate. So, this has come out. That is not anywhere listed for the public to see, but she researched it. However, what the public can see is that there is aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, MSG, antifreeze. It's all there to be seen, but glyphosate, that was hidden, but that's been tested and is in a multitude of vaccines.
Listen, Sally, I mean, you're throwing out facts about what they're finding in vaccines. That just doesn't work for these skeptics, because it's a cult. It's a religious fervor belief in vaccinations as sacrament in their church. And this is why, you know, again, I'm not opposed to people digging in and finding this out and revealing it. We do that here on the show. But if you think that's going to change a pro-vaccine cultist's mind, no, it's not going to. You have to convince who? The people that have the ultimate authority to stop this madness from happening. The parents have to come to their senses. And they do, unfortunately, often too late when their children are already injured or even killed. And then they become the warriors, and then they're attacked by the skeptics because they don't have medical degrees. Well, they had eyes to see. They know their children better than any doctor. And, of course, who's in denial? The people that are denying the reality of vaccine injury, vaccine danger, the ingredients of vaccines that you wouldn't be drinking in your cup, right? But this is what we're dealing with. That's why it has to be a freedom of choice issue. It's a health freedom issue and nothing less than that. Maybe nothing more, because those cultists are not into the science. They will continue and scream at you, vaccines save lives. They have their slogans. The science is settled. You guys are flat earthers, whatever you, that's what they do, resort to calling you names, and they say there's no legitimate discussion. Well, I'll tell you what, that's illegitimate. That is a cult-like belief in esoteric, I wouldn't even call it esoteric, it's not even esoteric what they're doing. It's demonic to inject these kids this way.
Well, in 2009, we did the Vaccine Realities Tour. I didn't even know what was in vaccines. I just knew that vaccines were turning children into my sister, who was severely mentally retarded. So that's, I just thought, oh my God, if it's vaccines, all we have to do is let people know this, and it'll go away, and they'll stop it immediately. My God, no one would do this on purpose.
Telling you, folks, it's about freedom of choice, and unless you stand up and let the servant government know that you're servants, you're not the servant to the government. Although most people believe, especially on the political left, Democrats that, like in California, have turned all the children over to the vaccine complex, they believe you're a creature of government. You get your rights from government, right? They worship government. And guess who runs government? The bureaucratic oligarchy is owned and controlled by, guess who? The pharmaceutical industrial complex. The military industrial complex, we were warned about that by Eisenhower. Did they know about the pharmaceutical one? I guess they did. The demon spawn of IG Farben, Nazi Germany, live on in other names. Merck, GSK. We talk about in the chemical companies, now Monsanto being purchased by Bayer, BASF, Hest. These are very real evil corporations that had evil men behind them. And they're still alive and functioning today, artificially, because government grants them license to do what they do. A license to what? To destroy immunity? A license to kill? This is a serious issue, Sally, and I know you're serious about this as well, and that's why we linked up your event in New York City coming up. Anything else we need to know before we hit the break here?
Oh, well, we have 10 confirmed parents speaking about their children who have been injured or have died as a result of vaccination. By the time I get back, we'll probably have 5 more. I can't have more than 15, but...
No, but we'll talk about it some more. I want everybody that's in the New York City area to go up and see it, be part of it, share your story. Sally does amazing work. We'll talk with her a few more minutes on the break. Y'all check it out at robertscottbell.com.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's...
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, upcoming events in the show notes. Just scroll down. You'll see them there. Super Don put them in there. And we got it going on all over planet. In fact, all over the universe. I wouldn't be surprised if we have listeners on Mars. But if they got there, they didn't get there through interstellar space travel as we know it, as we apparently have the technology limited to what these rocket ships are. And I've been saying this for a lot of years. Many years ago in Orlando, Superdome, do you remember, this was maybe before your time even, I don't know. I interviewed, I believe his name was Dwayne Graveline, an honest-to-God NASA astronaut. And he wrote the book Lipitor, Thief of Memory. Right? Of course, now he's not credible as a doctor, because he's a doctor, because he actually spoke out against statin drugs many years ago, as we have done for many years. Based on the science. Oh, no, the science is settled. Cholesterol causes heart disease, right? Ugh. So we got the space travel issue. You know, Mike, I'm into the space. We grew up the space program, space shuttle, awesome, cool stuff, right? And he says, we'll never do it. We're never going to really get out beyond, you know, our immediate vicinity because cosmic radiation. What do you mean cosmic radiation? We don't have the shielding to protect the astronauts from the cosmic radiation. They would die of cancer long before they got to any destination. Right? This is not me talking. This is the science. The science talking, right? Whatever that is. And now we have it. Once again, more proof. From Goddard Space Flight Center. Traveling to Mars and deep into space could kill astronauts by destroying their guts. Space guts. The sequel to Spaceballs.
Yes.
And if you have space balls, they'll destroy them too. Because you don't have the ability to deal with, guess what, EPA chief? Ionizing radiation at the level it would be thrown at you, the gamma radiation in outer space. Super Don, once again, Robert is right. But it's not
I
me.
I know.
I just pay attention.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's when I saw this story, I was like, oh, Robert's going to love this. Because yeah. I know you're so into that whole idea. And by the way, we missed it the other day, but it was NASA's birthday. NASA's birthday. It was 60 years old, mm-hmm. which I'm sure Officer Hayes, he probably baked a cake for NASA on that day and sang NASA songs.
But anyway, yeah, and you know, the reason why I always notice stuff like that is because that would have been a day that our buddy Jerry Doyle would have talked about it, because he was very much into NASA and space exploration.
Yeah, I just hate to be the bearer of bad news for all you budding astronauts that you ain't going up there on a NASA space. If they have, like, alien technology, okay, I don't know. But until that comes out, you're not getting there unless you have a Stargate. In and out, you're there, okay? The ionizing radiation, and they say it, the gut, your epithelial lining will melt. The proteins will be denatured. You don't have the defense against it. You know, then they're saying, well, maybe we can come up with drugs to counteract it. Well, how will those drugs work on your liver? If you don't die of the radiation, they'll destroy your liver, because all drugs being synthetic are toxic by definition. You don't have the enzymes to break them down. You don't know what they are, right? So what are we going to do? Oh, you could take enough selenium, perhaps. But then you'd have to have an extra spaceship filled with selenium to counteract the ionizing space radiation. And then they say, EPA, radiation's good for you. By the way, cause of cancer, radiation. They acknowledge it. Even when they radiate you for cancer, they say, well, the risk is we could give you more cancer. Am I making that up? No. That's in the peer-reviewed literature. They know it. Oncologists know it. But the focus on government, as I said, captured by the regulatory agencies, captured by Big Pharma. How do I know? It took them 10 years. And sometimes some people dispute this. To find Osama bin Laden. Was it really him? I don't know. It took them 10 years. If you hang a shingle in any state in the nation right now, and you can hang that shingle, say, cures for cancer, no chemo, no radiation, no surgery required. Your humble and lovable, beloved agencies in government, police agencies, will find you in 24 hours or less and put you out of business, maybe even put you in jail. Really? 10 years to find Osama bin Laden? One day to find you if you can cure cancer with no chemo, radiation, surgery. Medical monopoly, anybody? Innovation and a monopoly? I don't think so. You want to argue that? How about innovation and freedom in the free market? That's where we get to know what works and what doesn't, ultimately. Science? Yeah, in a free market, we could follow it. But right now, we don't have that. We have a medical pharmaceutical monopoly suppressing freedom of speech and even disavowing the ability of people to speak out about scientifically validated natural substances reversing cancer, for instance. Yeah, we have a national religion in America, that Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, in violation of the First Amendment. All right, we got a lot more healing to go in the second hour of the show. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com. How about drugs during pregnancy? We'll talk about that, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.